producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Where the hatred comes from and why, we'll have to determine. We're going to have to figure it out. We have to figure it out. We can't live like this. It's going to get worse and worse. You're going to have more World Trade Centers. It's going to get worse and worse, folks. We can be politically correct and we can be stupid, but it's going to get worse and worse.
Trump is not timid. He goes after Muslims and the world reacts. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Specifically, you heard a little snippet of what he had to say on Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. He was on a boat, a lot of crowd, a big crowd around him. Most people got on their feet and applauded. Many of the Republicans also running for president took the opportunity to say that Trump was crazy, out of his mind. I am paraphrasing and twisting a few words. But Trump calls for a complete shutdown on Muslims and says we have to do something, as you heard there. We cannot continue to allow what's happening to continue to happen. And, you know, and here's the interesting timing of all of this. In San Bernardino, they're saying during this now investigation that the scanner traffic pulled up some chatter that they were looking at them before this, meaning that the feds and the locals are saying that neither Saeed Farouk or his bride had aroused suspicion before the assault earlier in the month, and they were unknown to the cops and U.S. intelligence and anybody and everyone. But initially, there was conversation of some communication, police communication, following the attacks, saying that they might have been investigating them the week before. Specifically, something I just happened to read in the Weekly Standard pointed it out. There was an exchange at about 12:08 when at the dispatcher's addresses an officer nicknamed Trav. Upon hearing Syed Farouk, she says, reference to that name, I believe one of the blank was working that name up for something last week. I'll have to check. Then there was a second exchange. This is when they were going after them. In the second exchange, this is police communication, radio communication, another officer says of Farouk, I just got some info from the LAPD that they have information on one of your suspects. I heard that somebody was trying to investigate that guy. Can you find out who I can give this number to? And then so on and so forth. So why did the name pop up? Why were they saying they were investigating Syed Farouk? I tried to track this down today through a source at the Pentagon and in Los Angeles, and they're saying, no, that it's not accurate. But I think that we may hear more on this because the police communications came out that way. So there's no taking that back. So what does it mean that twice there's a big reference to it? What does that mean? So I'm zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions. The main thing here is that you have Donald Trump calling for a complete shutdown of Muslims entering into the United States based on especially what happened in San Bernardino. Now, he's running for president, and we're getting into the thick of results season once we jump into the primaries, but we're not there yet. It happened on Monday. He says, let's just not allow any Muslims in. provocative, shocking, and unprecedented, this proposal by a leading American presidential candidate. And some are saying it's an idea more typically associated with hate groups. And remember, in September, one of the things Trump said is, I love Muslims, when he kept being asked the question about it, but then turned back around in the other direction after the Paris attacks, and then at that point calling for a database to track Muslims in America and repeating that thousands of Muslims celebrated in New Jersey on 9/11. Bottom line is his polls poll numbers are big. People like that Trump is hammering this, or some people certainly like it. And he says, until we're able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victims of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad and have no sense of reason or respect for human life. Your thoughts on what Trump had to say? Here's what a few people on the street, this was their take on Trump and his words about barring Muslims from entering the U.S.
We have to protect our American citizens first, and the vetting process in the whole program lacks integrity.
Yeah, so lacks integrity. I've heard plenty of that here on America Tonight. Tens of thousands of Muslims, in case you were wondering, enter and stay in the United States every year as tourists or through the immigration system. 100,000 Muslims become United States permanent residents, or they did in 2012. We've read these numbers before. The U.S. issued 680,000 green cards to immigrants, or migrants, if you want to call them that, from Muslim-majority countries in a five-year period from 2009 to 2013. At that rally at the USS Yorktown in South Carolina on Monday night, Trump drew lots of cheers from the audience as he outlined his idea for the ban, saying, we don't have a choice. He's drawn strong applause from thousands of voters for his calls on the government to monitor mosques. And he's not ruling out an earlier proposal to enter those names into that database I mentioned. Does this play when it comes to the primaries? Does this work for the primaries? Or not? I mean, would we have an immigration test based on religion when you look at our country founded by, here's the other part of this, founded by people who were fleeing religious persecution? It is a sticky wicket, to say the least, to borrow a phrase that Maggie Smith utters in Downton Abbey, a sticky, sticky wicket. Dick Cheney said this about Donald Trump. Well, I think this whole notion that somehow we need to say no more Muslims and just ban a whole religion goes against everything we stand for and believe in. I mean, religious freedom's been a very important part of our history. See you in a few.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF SF53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, what's shaking America? We certainly know this conversation over Saeed Farouk and his bride, Tashfeen Malik. And the fact that the newest thing is they practice at gun ranges in L.A. In fact, a few days before, they went into where Farouk worked and ruined many, many lives. 14 people killed and so many others wounded, luckily in stable condition at this point. The questioning will continue. I'm sure more revelations will flood out. The president addressed the nation from the Oval Office on Sunday. Too late. Sorry, bud. Needed to be days earlier. And we have to stop walking a tightrope, which is perhaps why Donald Trump gains traction when he calls for a travel ban on Muslims. In the meantime, in Washington, there's a different kind of fight. Here we go again. It's the same old song over and over. Not the good kind of song. You know what I'm talking about? When you're in the car, you're beat. You're just beat up. You flick on the radio and you hear that song that you crank up. Now, I'm talking about that song that you can't stand that plays over and over again, seemingly wherever you are. You walk into a store, it's playing. You walk in to a restaurant, it's playing. You get the idea. There's a difference between your jam song and a song you can't stand. The song I can't stand about the government is the same old, same old. When we're talking about, will we shut down the government? Will we shut down the government? Paul Ryan. I laugh because it's ridiculous. Paul Ryan, in charge as a Speaker of House, John Boehner gone, Boom, old history, we know that. Friday at midnight, the government runs out of money. But we got other things to talk about, right? Let's let more people in because we can't pay for anything. So the government officially runs out of money, meaning the agencies that are being funded by taxpayer money and a slew of other fees. So the biggest test for Paul Ryan is coming up with the final deal to avoid another government shutdown. What kind of spending bill is going to get traction? Democrats are not going to defund Obamacare. And Obama will veto it. The Democrats are going to have to get some of their priorities in order to get their votes. So this is the same process that we've seen over and over and over and over and over again. I almost don't want to waste any breath on it. They are saying they're making progress. In fact, the top Democrat, Senator Barbara Mikulski, on the Senate Appropriations Committee, was pretty upbeat. Didn't give any details, but felt like they were getting close. The goal is to release final legislative texts Tuesday, Wednesday, so that they can't, because they can't pass a bill through both chambers and get it to the president to sign by Friday night, they need to pass a short-term funding measure so they can finish the bill next week. The House and Senate are both scheduled to leave town on December 18th. And there it is, the deadline. Leaving town on December 18th. They're going to slap a Band-Aid on it. They need to slap a Band-Aid on it now. Sooner rather than later, or forget about it. And I don't think it's going to be an easy layup by any stretch of the imagination. In bouncing around for a second and stepping away from the terror threat, ISIS, recruitment, all the infuriating things that we've been talking about lately. Something that happened today that didn't have anything to do with that. And I'm going to jump through a couple of different hoops. The cha-ching factor, a quick one, because we've got another version of We Can Count coming up. But LeBron James and Nike agree on a lifetime contract. If you had to guess how much buckos King James is getting for a lifetime contract, what would you think? This is kind of like a poor person's version of The Price is Right, because we don't have any fabulous prizes that you're going to get, like some incredible smart car and a vacation to Tahiti. But here's what they're saying. They're not really talking about the number, only to say, with the annual earnings from Nike, it's going to be higher than the $30 million Nike is paying Kevin Durant. $30 million. Think of a kid growing up. Not a lot of money, but decent enough gain. Take that kid and fast forward to where they are now. Imagine $30 million plus a year from a sneaker company. It's crazy. I'm a capitalist, so I say get with the market and bear. But I say it's crazy. It has to be crazy in your mind to think about that. I mean, he's selling shoes. Sales of his signature shoes, you know how much they totaled? $340 million, they say, between February 2014 and January 2015. So he's the biggest earner. That's pretty good. So whatever they pay him, if 340 is that, if that's the sales, take everything else out, pretty darn good. Worth it. In fact, to just keep them. Make them happy. You know, because there's this war. You have Under Armour, you have Nike. There's so many places where, especially an athlete of his caliber, could go. Especially. All right, because we have friends in Portland, I know, listening to us. Do you know that Monday was the wettest calendar day in recorded history in Portland? 2.7 inches of rain on Monday tied a record for one day. 2.7. So what does that mean? It means floods, landslides, road closures, even a sinkhole was expected to bring to happen in its next the next wave of heavy rain on Tuesday. The Portland Bureau of Transportation said people should expect delays in every mode of transportation in the metro area for the next several days. You got people out in their neighborhoods sanding, putting together sandbags. And I watched a video of the floods. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. We are talking real floods. Johnson Creek flooded in Portland. Awful. Over bridges into roads. So this is going to be tough for some people to weather this, if you will. And the Willamette River, Columbia, you got people in canoes paddling down the street legitimately. Pretty much shows you what we're talking about. And especially in those flooded areas, of course, with the rising water. I think when you hear about these lakes and what's overflowing, you definitely need to stay as far away from them as possible. I saw the sinkhole, and if you were just not paying attention, let me tell you, my friends, you would be sucked right into this thing. And in a car, who knows? You get out of that, oh, you're climbing up it. The sinkhole was near Mount Hood Community College. It took out two lanes. Ooh, it's nasty. You know when they say the weather outside is frightful? It's pretty frightful when you look over and you see the water, the wall of water, just washing in. All right, and I know you really care about this, but just to show you that we can go from the serious to the ridiculous. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's new baby name. You ready for this? Da 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 da. Saint West. So they have one child named Northwest and now another named Saint West. No accounting for what you can name your kid, right? Hang with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We have to stop the Muslims until we find out what's going on. Does that make sense, by the way? Until we find out.
All right, so Donald Trump, he really was pretty much the talk of the nation, at least for a few minutes anyway. I'm sure he spent a little bit of time on it. He is the front runner. He drew fire from all sides after issuing the statement calling for the complete and total shutdown of all Muslims entering into the United States. I'll tell you what, anybody who wants to come in, they better be scrambling, because I think the good that will come out of it is more reviews of who's doing what to whom, and perhaps a way to tweak it so the visas are done correctly, which I think is also one of the biggest problems. Trump just unhinged, saying, stay away from us. Stay away from us. Some argue that this could mean more attention, in fact, from ISIS. I would say I believe the attention is squarely there. I don't think it could get riled up any worse to send people through. The idea is they want to safely get them through so that they can assimilate and so they can eventually do what they're there to do. They also found, so while this was happening, while this whole thing was happening, there were a few things also worth throwing into the pot, I call it, kind of a odds and ends segment, I suppose. And here's the odds and ends segment. Norway is offering refugees free flights, thousands of dollars to leave the country. And when I saw this, I thought, gosh, am I misreading it? if I not had enough sleep and that was in the morning, why am I thinking that I'm reading that? But it's true, they're offering thousands of dollars to leave the country with this crisis intensifying. And a few people, hundreds of people, a few hundred people have taken them up on it. A family with no children is eligible for up to $9,300 and free flights home. So just under 1,000 have accepted. The refugees thought, they say, that when they came to Norway, they would get protection quickly. And they're saying that's not true. You have to have applications for family reunification. It can take years. And that the numbers are just too high. And housing is a big thing in Norway. Because they're trying to discourage refugees, too, from staying. And they say it might be necessary to cut the amount of economic support offered to asylum seekers in the future. So not a layup from that area either. Hardly. Norway saying, yep, we'll give everything. We'll give you everything. Just leave. Anything you want. And that's it. Not a lot of takers moving forward. Not a lot of takers. And here's an argument that we have all the time on America Tonight. In fact, it turned into a big argument last time around. Real or fake? Let's ask Patrick Eggdorf. Real or fake, do you have a real Christmas tree or a fake one?
Currently, I do not have a Christmas tree, but in a week or two, my
friends... You Grinch!
Yeah, well, a week or two, my friends and I are going to go out and search for one. We're going to cut down our own, so it'll be a little adventure.
Yay, how fun. Do you already have a Christmas tree stand and all that other nonsense that goes with it?
Not yet, but the day of should be a very eventful day.
Wow, well, that sounds fun. So are you guys like all like big... burly guys with strong arms that can chop down this 50-foot tree?
I wouldn't say burly, but I do have a lumberjack beard, so that does help with the persona.
I love it. Props count, Patrick. Just remember that. Props are good. They work. So if you're carrying something that looks like it's part of the package, then perhaps you really have fooled a few people, let's put it that way. I bet that will be a fabulous, fabulous trip. Back to some other moments on the day that were on my radar. It includes what now is happening. Because I think partially because of the porousness of the government, I don't understand. But the IRS proposes churches, other nonprofits, get Social Security numbers from donors, so that they can track charitable donations. Oh my gosh! Now they're going to clamp down on what you give at Christmas time, saying it would settle all the problems. I just have a feeling it wouldn't settle the problems. Seems unlikely. Seems very unlikely, in fact. So as we motor along, coming up, we do a program called Kate on the Road. Kate on the Road. The idea is that we would take America Tonight to some pretty cool, exotic locations and bring as much of that area to you. So when you are thinking of taking a getaway, you have more of an idea of where you'd like to be. Because let's face it, doesn't matter where you are economically, most of us hopefully will take some kind of a break, right? Get some kind of a break. So start the wish list. Start the wish list and start investigating. I say that because literally outside of the normal mailbox fare, I had three different people email me about it. And what a game changer it would be for them. Not so sure. Not so sure if they're right, not so sure if they're wrong. Of course, while I'm speaking to all of you, I started to also ponder this. How important and how revealing, I guess is the better way to say it, how revealing do we want our everyday lives to be? How much transparency do we want between coworker and boss? And the answer is there's no right answer to that. It's what you feel comfortable with. Not what somebody else is saying. Now, I talked about Portland, so I'm going to go over to the other coast and tell you that the Miami flooding is threatening zoo animals, which is terrible for them to be trapped and have this avalanche of water. They say some animals are in danger because of the way it's set up. I mean, that's South Florida's biggest attraction. It's been shut down for 3 days after heavy rain left several of the exhibits underwater and rendered so many others a wreck through the floods. They say in 36 years they have never, ever seen anything like it. Never. And they're trying to figure out how they can reopen. I think they got to think as the number one priority, how are they keeping these animals safe from flooding? Because the holding areas are away from the exhibits are elevated. But that's not the case. So what do you do? Who's left handling the mess? And the answer is they have a sucker born every minute, and that's one place where you'd be a sucker. Where you'd be a sucker. You know, how many people go to the zoo, they say 6,000 to 10,000 in the past few days. And a meteorologist for the National Weather Service and the flood warning in Miami-Dade, by the way, was called off. This is what happens when you don't stick with one topic. There's so many interesting topics that they just pop out at you when you're on the air. So much material. And the former president, soon to be former president, is giving us the most material, I think, of anyone. The most, bar none. A couple of reminders about the show, important ones, actually. One of them being, don't forget we have this Nail the Score thing. Nail the Score comes up in our last segment of our second hour. So Wednesday into Thursday. And if you correctly nail the score, you win a computer. Pretty good way to win a computer, I would say. By the way, nobody won the score last time around. It was the Battle of Cleveland and a complete thumping at the hands of one quarterback, and what a difference maker Andy Dalton is. Cincinnati with the big win, Cleveland not showing up. Stay with us.
Hey, Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Strange things, I have to tell you, like the largest pocket knife. I'll never forget when I saw, and I have one of these little balls on my desk, you know, the rubber band ball thing that some of you got. Well, I remember the guy who was pushing his giant largest rubber band ball. I remember this because he lived in Florida, and I wanted my sister-in-law, find this guy, take a picture, I have to see it. And this happened a while ago. This happened back in 2008, and this ball weighed over 9,000 pounds. I can only imagine what it would be like to work in this industry where I could find out all these cool things and collect them for my own space that people could come and see. So I'm so excited as Kate on the Road takes you to San Antonio to introduce you to somebody who gets to play out my fantasy every day of his life. Davis Phillips is in charge of his company runs three really unique spots, very close to the Alamo, in fact. and it includes the Guinness World Records Museum, Ripley's Haunted Adventure, and then Tomb Raider 3D. So I figure you can go see cool things at the Guinness World Record Museum, then you get scared out of your mind in the Haunted Adventure, and then you take the edge off by being thrilled with the ups and downs of Tomb Raider. Then it's time to go to lunch. So it's perfect. Thank you so much, Davis, for jumping on Kate on the Road. We appreciate it. How did you get into this, to the whole events deal? Because I think it's really neat.
It's a real blessing to be able to enjoy what you do for a living. I look forward to coming to work every single day because we get to entertain people with all sorts of bizarre stuff and make a living from it. And so it's really fun every day. And thank God there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of time on their hands to create some really unusual things for us that we can use in our attractions across San Antonio. It's a lot of fun.
So you heard me talk about the Guinness Book of World Records. When I was a kid, Davis, seriously, I dragged that book around. I was constantly looking up records. And I
That's really true.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy for it. And it was really true about the rubber ball thing. I just thought that was the neatest thing I'd ever seen. So what's new as far as the Guinness World Records? Tell us a couple of cool things that you have.
Well, our newest exhibit in the museum here in San Antonio, and our attraction, is an area where you can compete against the records, where we actually have different stations set up with what the records are for those particular items, particular record-breaking opportunities, and then you get to do it and try to compete against it, and you see what the record is, and then there's timers, and so it's becoming very hands-on and interactive, just as almost all the entertainment experiences are, to where you get to try to come in and compete against it. It's not just walking through and seeing videos or exhibits about it, but you get to start doing things yourself and seeing how difficult some of this really is. When you try to do it and you fail miserably, it gives you some context of how either supremely talented or supremely bored some of these people are if they have the time to get this good at something.
So give me an example of what that would be. Like, could I go in and chew gum for 20 hours? Then you'd have to close the museum and I'd be standing there. What would be something I would compete against?
We have Lego Lot, the fastest Legos stacked up. I don't remember off my head what that record is, but that's one thing. The number of coffee beans transferred from one cup to another with chopsticks is another thing. Then balancing golf balls on peas, how many you can do in, I think it's 30 seconds what the record is. So there's just a variety of different fun things, and all ages can be a part of it. And it's about providing family fun and doing it in ways that engage all age ranges.
All right, I like that. So anybody out there, try this on your own and then go down to San Antonio and see if you can do it at Davis's place. I like the coffee bean transferring with the chopsticks. That's hilarious. All right, so a haunted adventure. How do you do that? How do you do a Ripley's Haunted Adventure? What's that like?
Well, it's kind of like a haunted house on steroids. Most people who do haunted houses are kind of enthusiasts, and they do it for a few weeks once a year. And Ripley Entertainment had this concept about 15 years ago, 17 years ago. Let's take this and create like the Disneyland of haunted houses. It took about $2 million to build this. So just the cage ride, we have a three-story cage ride that takes you up to start the adventure. And when you get up in there, you've just ridden something that cost $275,000 to install, which is more than obviously most haunted attractions or haunted houses cost to do the entire thing. So it is a combination of live actors, animatronics, special effects, and all sorts of surprises through there. And it's very, very good. I'll say this. We never have somebody complain that it's not scary enough. Usually,
oh,
if there is a complaint, it's that it's too scary. So, you know, you have to enjoy the haunted type stuff. You have to like being scared, and it's all for fun. Nobody touches you. It's very safe.
Right.
We've never lost a guest yet, so we're going to hopefully keep that record going.
All right, and quickly, the third thing, the Tomb Raider 3D, what does that mean? What's the 3D part?
Well, this is an attraction that we made up with the Sally Company. We created this dark ride where you get in a car and you go through with 3D glasses, and it is themed in the Egyptian theme, the Curse of Anubis, an Egyptian god. And you go through and shoot at different targets and see who wins based on points. And it's a theme park style ride. So it's pretty neat. You don't usually see something of this kind of quality sitting out by itself. It's usually part of a theme park.
I love it.
The company that we use to produce this attraction, that's what they do. They put in these kind of rides all throughout the country and the world, actually, with inside theme parks. So
yeah,
we have those three unique attractions collected here in downtown San Antonio.
So if somebody wants to see it, they just have to, really, you're right next to the Alamo.
Yes, yeah, right across the street from the Alamo, and they can come in. We have probably 1.5 to 2 million visitors a year come to the Alamo, and 32 million visitors a year come to San Antonio. So we're sitting right in the middle of all that, and there's plenty of opportunities for people to be here and have a good time, and the weather's good. We typically don't get too cold, and probably have more issues with heat, I guess, than you guys do with cold.
I love that. Davis Phillips, thanks so much. Phillips Entertainment, check it out. I've been there. All three are really super awesome. Thanks for joining us on Kate on the Road.
Hey, thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
Now we go to our Kate on the Road roving reporter, Bob Phillips.
Hi, Kate. In a salute to Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, I want to tell you about a hotel that Frank owned on Lake Tahoe from 1960 to 1963. The hotel called the Cal Neva was built in 1926 and still stands today in Crystal Bay. Half of it is in California and half of it is in Nevada, hence the name Cal Neva. It became one of the most famous resorts in the country and drew fellow Rat Packers Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Peter Lawford, and stars such as Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio, and Julia Prowse, as well as gangsters. Judy Garland even first performed there at age 13 in 1935. It is said that Marilyn Monroe spent her final weekend at the Cal Neva before she died of a drug overdose in Los Angeles. Frank Sinatra himself renovated the Cal Neva, adding the celebrity showroom and a helicopter pad on the roof. He used tunnels to shuffle mobsters and celebrities beneath the resort so they wouldn't be seen by the general public. The tunnels were built in the late 1920s so liquor could be smuggled in during Prohibition. The reason I'm telling you this is because you can take a tour of the tunnels and see the cabins that they all stayed in. It is considered one of the most fascinating tours in Northern Nevada. It is a trip back in time as the tour begins in the interior of the lodge, which still looks much like it did in 1926. Visitors learn about the resort's past and the famous celebrity guests and gangsters that used the tunnel, as well as those who stayed in which cabin. Heck, you might even see a ghost. Old Blue Eyes lived in cabin number 5 when he visited Lake Tahoe. The caveat to this whole story, Kate, is that the Cal Neva is currently closed for renovation and is scheduled to reopen in the spring of 2016. Back to you, Kate.
Send us your exciting adventures. Tell us where you've been or where you'd like to go. Some of the neat opportunities that you've had, museums or really oddities that you've seen on the road or cool attractions. Send them to us at kate@kateontheroad.com, kate@kateontheroad.com. So fun. I love the adventure of traveling to new places, and we hope to take you to many, many, many places as we continue with Kate on the Road.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and it's the thing that the world keeps turning our way.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.